Forest Shuffle vs. Dartmoor in 2026, which barks which expansions and what must never be mixed. Hi, this is Yumi. Let us make your next game night a very good one. New buyers should start with Forest Shuffle, Dartmoor. Existing Forest Shuffle owners should keep their base game and add Alpine for variety or exploration for solo and challenges. Do not mix Forest Shuffle and Dartmoor decks. They use different card backs, icon structures and ecosystem logic. Exmu requires Dartmoor. The most important Forest Shuffle rule in 2026 is printed nowhere on an Amazon comparison grid. Dartmoor is a standalone ecosystem, not a giant expansion. Yumi checked Lookout Games product pages, current rules and frequently asked questions language for Forest Shuffle, Dartmoor, Alpine Exploration and Exmu, then compared the recurring community arguments. This guide keeps every card in a habitat where it belongs. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. Forest Shuffle or Dartmoor? What should a new player buy? For a completely new buyer, Dartmoor is the cleaner 2026 starting point. It is a full standalone game for 2-5 players, uses a refined set of 6 tree symbols instead of the original 8, and builds its ecosystem around Dartmoor species and terrain. The original Forest Shuffle is not obsolete. It has an excellent base game, a mature community and a more developed expansion branch. An owner should not replace it simply because Dartmoor arrived. Add Alpine for card variety or exploration for official solo play and challenges. Buy both only if the table wants two separate ecosystems. The physical boxes can share a shelf, but the decks should not share a shuffle. Different backs and different internal assumptions make the official answer clear. Do not combine them. Why Forest Shuffle and Dartmoor should not be mixed? Lookout Games explicitly treats Dartmoor as its own standalone deck. The card backs differ. The tree symbol vocabulary changes, and the bog and terrain relationships are balanced for that environment. Combining the decks makes hidden information visible and dilutes scoring frequencies. This is not a missed expansion feature. The separation lets Dartmoor refine the icon load and build combinations around its own species. Think of the boxes as two complete menus from the same chef, not a base game and a pile of ingredients. Store them separately and label any sleeves before opening both. If a group enjoys variety, alternate ecosystems between sessions, that creates a meaningful reset in card valuation without producing a giant deck whose scoring pairs appear too rarely. What does Dartmoor cards and components show? Dartmoor cards and components. Real product imagery for the standalone sequel. This proof is placed beside the decision it supports so the packaging, component scale, and addition cues can be checked without jumping to a detached gallery. Match the title and product code shown here to the linked Amazon listing before checkout. Adjacent editions can share art while containing materially different cards or rules. Which expansion goes with which base game? Original Forest Shuffle. Alpine adds more cards with minimal rules burden. Woodland Edge adds another card module. Exploration is the important purchase for solo players because it introduces the official Ottoma and structured challenges. Dartmoor, Exmu is the dedicated expansion. It adds a clearing Rummagend reveal space and 5 asymmetric caves. Those caves give each player a distinct pressure without converting the game into a faction system. Do not buy by subtitle alone. Check the requirement line on the box and the exact Amazon listing. An inexpensive expansion that cannot enter the game you own is not value. Our buying order is 1 base, 10 plays, then the expansion that solves a real appetite. Variety, solo or asymmetry. Alpine is the first expansion for players who already love original Forest Shuffle. It widens the shared ecosystem without asking a table to relearn the base loop, and community recommendations repeatedly point to it as the cleanest first add-on. Dartmoor is different. It is a standalone branch with its own deck and scoring ecology. Treat it as a second complete game, not a super expansion to shuffle into the original. If solo play is the deciding factor, verify the current exploration product and its compatibility before buying. Sleeves protect a frequently handled deck, but they do not improve the game until the box itself has earned repeated play. What does Forest Shuffle official art sleeves show? Forest Shuffle official art sleeves. Protection is optional and should follow the game purchase. This proof is placed beside the decision. It supports so the packaging, component scale, and addition cues can be checked without jumping to a detached gallery. Match the title and product code shown here to the linked Amazon listing before checkout. Adjacent editions can share art while containing materially different cards or rules. How to set up? Teach and score the first game, reserve a central deck and clearing. Then give every player enough horizontal space to build trees with cards tucked above, below and beside them. A comfortable two-player footprint is about 36 by 28 inches. Four or five players need a full dining table because the shared deck is small, but each forest grows outward. Teach the anatomy of a card before scoring examples. Players need to understand how one card can represent two different species and where each half is tucked. Then explain that the game rewards connected conditions, not collecting one of everything. For the first game, leave complex card text face up long enough to read and announce the winter card clock when it begins to matter. Do not optimize the teach by hiding the end trigger. A surprise ending feels abrupt. A visible ecological clock creates tension. Dartmoor card layout. Dartmoor needs the same generous personal tableau space. This proof is placed beside the decision it supports so the packaging, component scale, and addition cues can be checked without jumping to a detached gallery. Match the title and product code shown here to the linked Amazon listing before checkout. Adjacent editions can share art while containing materially different cards or rules. How does strategy from first forest to expert engine improve the buying decision? Beginners should choose one scoring relationship and build around it. A card that supports the current engine is usually better than a beautiful species that starts a second plan. Flexible halves have value because they preserve options while the deck reveals itself. Count the winter clock and the cost of discarding cards. A long combo assembled too late is decoration. When a player is clearly collecting one scarce partner, taking it can be correct, but denial should remain cheap. Spending an entire turn to reduce someone else by 3 points often loses more. Advanced players value hand texture. Keep cards that can fill multiple positions. Watch which species have already appeared and pivot when the deck says the original plan is closed. The best forests score through overlapping conditions, so one placement advances two engines. The strongest engines are not the ones with the largest theoretical ceiling. They are the ones that score before the deck ends. Track how many cards your plan still needs. Avoid collecting symbols with no immediate conversion, and watch the share display for cards that complete an opponent's obvious habitat. At an advanced table, denying a single keystone card can be worth more than adding another low-yield animal to your own forest. How do solo play, hosting, and replayability work? The original base needs exploration for the official solo system. Dartmoor is primarily a multiplayer purchase unless a future official module says otherwise. Do not invent compatibility between exploration and Dartmoor. For hosting, pre-sort the winter cards and place small reference cards at each seat. Use low bowls for discard piles so the art remains visible. The game is quiet enough for conversation but interactive enough that card availability matters. It works best as the thoughtful center of a cozy evening rather than a noisy party opener. Replay value comes from card order and engine selection, not confrontation. Players who want attacks may find it gentle. Players who enjoy discovering a different efficient habitat from the same deck will find dozens of knights in one box. How does Yumi's Ecology School, Tempo, Table Calm, and the right second box improve the buying decision? Forest Shuffle looks gentle because the art is gentle. The card economy is not. Every card is habitat, species, payment, and opportunity cost at once. The beginner's first improvement is to stop reading a card only for its printed points. Ask what it costs to keep, what it enables when tucked around a tree, and what the clearing gains when it is discarded as payment. A beautiful high-ceiling species can be a bad early keep if it freezes the hand that should be building your first functional habitat. Build an engine before chasing a postcard. Early turns should establish trees and reliable icon relationships. Middle turns convert those relationships into efficient placements. Late turns are for cashing in multipliers whose requirements are already visible. Track the shared deck space and clearing churn because the end of the game is not a private appointment. Players who wait for one perfect animal often discover the forest ended while they were still holding the invitation. For the cleanest teach, explain the anatomy of a card by physically sliding one card into each legal side of a tree. then play two turns with open hands. Do not explain every species, family, or expansion icon before anyone has paid for a card. The game becomes intuitive when players see that one physical card can be spent, planted, or attached. Keep a small reference at both ends of the table. Repeated reaching across a card tableau is the fastest way to turn a quiet game into component weather. Dartmoor is the choice for a group that wants a new landscape and a distinct ecosystem, not a repair patch for a base game that has become stale. Alpine and other expansion material make more sense when your group loves the original forest's grammar and wants extra scoring texture. Do not mix every module on the first return visit. Add one, play twice, and ask whether it created new decisions or only more icon checking. Cozy should mean emotionally safe, not strategically numb. Solo players should use the official structure for the edition in front of them rather than improvising a score race from multiplayer advice. In any mode, give a tableau width before the game begins. The box is small but a mature forest sprawls. Puzzle Week score. Base Forest Shuffle 9-10 for couples and calm optimizers. Dartmoor 8.7-10 as a distinct second landscape. A full everything at once mix 6.5-10 until the table knows why each module is present. World ratings, misconceptions, and final buying order. Dartmoor scores 9.1-10 for new buyer, with 9.4 for visual table pleasure, 9.2 for replayability, 8.7 for teach, and 3.0 for solo as currently sold. Original Forest Shuffle scores 9.0 overall and rises for owners who add exploration. The largest misconception is that Dartmoor is an expansion. It is standalone. The second is that two compatible-looking nature decks should be combined. Official guidance and the physical back say no. The third is that Alpine works with Dartmoor. It belongs to the original. Final order, no base owned by Dartmoor. Own Forest Shuffle by Alpine or Exploration. Own Dartmoor, add Exmoo when it is available through a verified listing. Buy sleeves only after deciding which ecosystem will travel. Final verdict. Dartmoor is a 9.1-10 modern starting point. The original Forest Shuffle remains a 9.0-10 engine builder with a broader expansion path. The right purchase depends on what you own, not which cover is newer. Frequently asked questions. Is Forest Shuffle Dartmoor an expansion? Number Dartmoor is a standalone game with its own 180-card ecosystem. Can Forest Shuffle and Dartmoor be mixed? Number official guidance says not to mix them. Backs, symbols, and scoring ecology differ. Which should a new player buy? Dartmoor is the cleaner 2026 starting point. What should an original Forest Shuffle owner buy next? Alpine for variety or exploration for solo play and challenges. What does Exmoo require? Exmoo requires Forest Shuffle, Dartmoor. Does Alpine work with Dartmoor? Number Alpine is an expansion for the original Forest Shuffle. How much table space is needed? Two players are comfortable around 36 by 28 inches. Larger groups need a full dining table. Is Forest Shuffle good solo? The original is when paired with the Exploration expansion and its official Automa. Can Forest Shuffle and Dartmoor be mixed together? Number Dartmoor is a standalone game with its own ecosystem and should not be shuffled into original Forest Shuffle. Which Forest Shuffle expansion should I buy first? Alpine is the safest first expansion for the original game. It broadens the card pool while preserving the familiar system. Is Dartmoor redundant if I own Forest Shuffle? No, but it is adjacent rather than additive. Buy Dartmoor when you want a fresh standalone ecosystem. Buy Alpine when you want more of the original game. What is the best advanced Forest Shuffle tip? Count turns, not possibilities. Favor engines that begin scoring now, and deny an opponent's visible keystone when its swing exceeds your own marginal card.